We're delighted today to have Brother and Sister Schwartz with us. I mentioned this last name, this last night, as Brother Schwartz led us in prayer for the nations and the various regions of the United Pentecostal Church. They have been missionaries for a total of 36 years, 23 years they were in Costa Rica, and then the last 13 years they have served as regional directors for Central America and the Caribbean. And God has used them mightily, not only overseas and in those countries of Central America and the Caribbean, but here in North America as they minister in missions conferences and local churches. And we have a connection, I guess probably goes back. We actually worked at our headquarters together for 6.5 years, and then prior to that, or maybe even some overlap, their daughter, Tanya, who was unable to come with them. We were hoping she'd be able to do that, unable to be here today. They're having their All Nations Sunday back in St. Louis at her local church, but she was Anthony's teacher at New Life Christian School in Bridgeton, Missouri, and so we've had a connection for a long time. But we're delighted that they are here today. Would you welcome Brother Schwartz as he comes?
Praise the Lord. Dios le bendiga a todos. For those that don't know, I'll be speaking in two languages. Para los que no saben, yo voy a hablar en dos idiomas. I hope I don't get confused. Espero que no me confunde. God is good, isn't he? Dios es bueno. How many feel the presence of the Lord here today? ¿Cuántos sienten la presencia del Señor en este lugar? Yo doy gracias. I give thanks to God because for this church. Yo doy gracias al Señor para esta iglesia. The reason that really touched me today, la razón que me tocó fuerte hoy es, there's such a diversity here. Hay una diversidad en este lugar. But the spirit is the same. Pero el espíritu es lo mismo. And I do feel something very special in this place today. Siento algo muy especial en este lugar hoy. Gloria a Dios. I give thanks today to your pastor, his wife, and Anna. Doy gracias a su pastor, la esposa de él y su hija, Ana, for this invitation to get to be here with you today. And we pray and trust that the Lord will speak to us all. Esperamos en el Señor que Él nos hable en este día. Praise God. I'm glad to have my wife. Estoy contento de tener mi esposa conmigo. The month of December, we will celebrate a few years of marriage. En el mes de diciembre vamos a celebrar unos años de matrimonio. 49. Qué mujer. What a woman. Amen. God's good. If you have your Bible, we're going to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Si tienes su Biblia, vamos a leer en el libro de Mateo 7. I have a lot of scripture today. Let me do something else first, get you thinking. Vamos a hacer algo primero. Thank you. Everybody able to see that? ¿Todos pueden ver esto? Okay. Matthew chapter 7, el libro de Mateo, capítulo 7, San Mateo 7. We'll begin in verse 24. Vamos a leer empezando en versículo 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Wow. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I'm going to read that in Spanish also. Cualquiera pues que me oye estas palabras y las hace, le compararé a un hombre prudente que edificó su casa sobre la roca, descendió lluvia y vinieron ríos y soplaron vientos y golpearon contra aquella casa y no cayó porque estaba fundada sobre la roca. Pero cualquiera que me oye estas palabras y no las hace, le compararé a un hombre insensato que edificó su casa sobre la arena y descendió lluvia y vinieron ríos y soplaron vientos y dieron con ímpetu contra aquella casa y cayó y fue grande su ruina. Praise God. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. Pueden sentarse. So you can see we have, what do we have? ¿Qué tenemos? Apples, manzanas, lemons, limones. What else? Oranges, naranjas. Okay. Are they all the same? ¿Todos son iguales? No? Okay. So, the title of the sermon today is Apples to Apples. El título hoy es Apples to Apples. Manzanas con manzanas. In the scripture that we read today, in Matthew 7, en la escritura, en la lectura, in Mateo 7, we find the word where it says, and Jesus is speaking, encontramos la palabra, Jesús está hablando, I will liken him unto a wise man. It dice, le compararé a un hombre prudente. So the word liken in this place would be easily changed to compare. And so, entonces, la palabra comparece es, puede ser comparar. I will compare him to. Voy a comparar a él a. Apples to apples. Manzanas con manzanas. Amen? The word liken point out the resemblance of someone or something to. Compare, estimate, measure, or note the similarity or dissimilarity between. So, comparar el uno con otro, algo similar. Okay. Una prueba. What's this? ¿Qué es esto? Manzana. Manzana que se llama deliciosa, roja, deliciosa. Granny Smith, la abuelita Smith. English gala, español gala. Estos tres son manzanas. These three are apples. The color's different. El color es diferente, but they're still apples. Pero sigo siendo apples, manzanas. Is this the same as an apple? ¿Lo mismo de una manzana? Is this the same as an apple? Oh, wow. Tough crowd. Gente dura. Okay. The term apples to apples is used with reference to a comparison regarding as valid because it concerns two things that are fundamentally the same. Apples to apples. Manzanas con manzanas se refiere a cosas que, dos cosas o más, que más o menos son iguales. Okay? ¿Todos están confundidos? Everybody's confused? No? All right. Let's stop right there. In the book of 2 Corinthians, in the libro de Segunda de Corintios, capítulo 10, 12, 2 Corinthians 10, 12. Yeah, you have both English and Spanish, so I will only read English. Okay? Voy a leer inglés, nada más. Just English. 2 Corinthians 10, 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. You can see it in Spanish. Puede leerlo en español. How many's ever heard of another version? I don't have this. It's not on the screen. So, how many's ever heard of the version of the Bible called the Simplified Cowboy? ¿Cuántos han oído algo de la versión de la palabra de Dios, el vaquero simple? No. I'm from Texas. Yo soy de Texas. Okay? In English it reads, we don't compare ourselves with self-important cowboys. When you make yourself the standard, it ain't hard to live up to it. When you make rules, it's not hard to abide by them. These people ain't important. They're fools and know nothing. Eso sí, habla claramente en inglés esta versión de la palabra de Dios. Cuando uno hace las reglas, es muy fácil cumplirlas. Okay, seguimos. It's in all of us to not compare ourselves among others. Es difícil no comparar nosotros mismos con otros. Look at this brother. Wow. Mira este hombre. Huh? Wow. They live in a big house. Huh? Viven en una casa grande. They drive a nice car. Manejan un carro. Muy lindo. I don't. I'm poor. Soy pobre. Entonces, we make comparisons between each other. So, the scripture teaches the danger of this. La palabra nos enseña el peligro en hacer esto. Jesus said in Matthew 7, that if we hear his words and we do them, that he would compare us, liken us to a wise man that builds his house on the rock. And if we don't obey his words, he's going to compare us, liken us to a foolish man who builds on the sand. If we si obedecemos la palabra de Dios, Jesús dice que somos gente buena, gente que ya están preparados, gente que no obedece la palabra de Dios. Dice que son como insensatos. How many has ever heard of the airplane, the Cessna 172? ¿Cuántos han oído algo de la Cessna 172? Okay. The Cessna 172 is an American four-seat, single-engine, high-wing, fixed-wing aircraft made by Cessna Aircraft Company. Es una avioneta para cuatro pasajeros. Tiene un motor solamente. Tiene sus alas. Y eso fue hecho por supuesto, por la compañía Cessna. It was first flown in 1955. But since 1956, production, they've had more than 44,000 of them built. Fue introducido en 1955, pero en 1956 empezaron a producir esta avioneta. Ya han construido más de 44,000 de estos. How many has ever heard of the Boeing 737? ¿Cuántos conocen algo de Boeing Jet 737? It's a narrow body airliner produced by Boeing in Washington. It can carry between, depending, 85 to 215 passengers. More than 12,000 have been built. It has two jet engines. Es un jet que puede llevar 85 hasta 215 personas. Tiene dos motores jet, but they're both planes. They're both, los dos son aviones. ¿Iguales? Are they the same? No. Quédese conmigo, por favor. Stay with me. They both fly. Los dos vuelan. They both carry passengers. Los dos llevan pasajeros. Uno pequeño, otro grande. One's big, one's small. And so the question is, apples to apples? Entonces la pregunta es, ¿manzanas con manzanas? Cessna con jet. How many is with me? ¿Cuántos han visto? How many have seen a horse? Un caballo. How many have seen a mule? Una mula. Are they the same? ¿Son iguales? No. Hay difference between a horse and a mule. Hay una diferencia entre un caballo y una mula. Tienen cuatro patas. Cabeza similar. They have four legs, four feet, similar head. They can carry people or cargo. They can pueden llevar gente or carga, but they're not the same. Pero no son lo mismo. La mula, the mule, has a different structure. La mula tiene una estructura diferente. the way a mule is built, it gives them more strength and endurance for their size. A mula has más fuerza y puede durar más en el trabajo. Mules can carry 20 to 30% of their body weight. Una mula puede llevar 20 a 30% de su peso. If a mule weighs 1,000 pounds, si una mula pesa 1,000 libras, that means that he can carry, let's say 1,000, 30%, 300 pounds. Puede llevar 300 libras. A horse can only carry 15 to 20% of its body weight. Un caballo puede llevar 15 a 20% de su peso. So if a horse weighed 1,000 pounds maximum, 20% maximum, that means he can only carry 200, the mule 300. La mula lleva 300, el caballo 200. Horses are much faster. El caballo mucho más rápido. But there is a big difference between a horse and a mule. Hay una diferencia grande entre un caballo y una mula. ¿Sabe lo que es? Las orejas. The ears. The mule's ears are big. The horses are smaller. La mula tiene orejas grandes. Mules can be more difficult. Una mula puede ser más difícil. For that reason, some people are referred to as mules. Por esta razón, hay gente que se refiere como una mula. Okay? Apples to apples. Manzana con manzanas. Y ahora vamos a leer mucha palabra. We're going to read a lot of, from the Word. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 22. Segunda de Samuel 7, 22. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Por tanto tú te has engrandecido, Jehová Dios, por cuanto no hay como tú, ni hay Dios fuera de ti, conforme a todo lo que hemos oído con nuestros oídos. Jeremiah 10 and 6, for as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. No hay semejante a ti, oh Jehová, grande eres tú, y grande tu nombre en poderío. Psalms 30, 86 and 8. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. Salmos 86, 8. Oh Señor, ninguno hay como tú entre los dioses, ni obras que igualen tus obras. Isaiah 43, 10. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Vosotros sois mis testigos, dice Jehová, mi siervo, que yo escogí para que me conozcáis y creáis y entendáis. Que yo mismo soy, antes de mí no fue formado Dios, no lo será después de mí. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God. Todos, everybody say God. Todos dicen God. Dios. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Y indiscutiblemente grande es el misterio de la piedad. Dios fue manifestado en carne, justificado en el espíritu, visto de los ángeles, predicado a los gentiles, creído en el mundo, recibido arriba en gloria. Colossians 2:9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Talking about Jesus. Porque en él habita corporalmente toda la plenitud de la deidad. Hablando de Jesús. There is no God like our God. No hay Dios como nosotros. Manzanas con manzanas. Apples to apples. We can compare these. Podemos comparar esto. But there's nothing. There's no one that compares to our God. No hay nada ni nadie que compare a nuestro Dios. Amén. There are similarities in certain things. Hay similaridades en ciertas cosas. But our God. Nuestro Dios. He is the only God. El único Dios. He is the all-powerful, el todopoderoso. Nadie puede hacer lo que él lo puede hacer. No one can do what he can do. Well, pues. Why do you want to talk like that? ¿Por qué quiere hablar así? Because people get confused and start comparing this way of God with another way of God. La gente se confunde porque están comparando una manera de Dios con otra manera de Dios. Well, my God is a God of love. Mi Dios es un Dios de amor. El mío también. Mine too. But your God's different. No, su Dios es diferente. No. There's how many gods? ¿Cuántos dioses hay? Uno. ¿Y su nombre? And his name is? Jesus. He's the only God, the all-powerful God, el único Dios, el todopoderoso. He is here in this place today. Él está con nosotros en este día. He knows your name. Conoce a su nombre. He knows your situation. He knows your... Él sabe todo de cada uno de que está en este lugar. That's not an apple. That's not an apple. No es una manzana. Why do you know that this is not an apple? How do you know? ¿Cómo sabe que no es una manzana? The color? La cáscara es diferente. The skin is different. If we were to open it, would it taste like an apple? Si lo abrimos. No. No tiene el mismo sabor de una manzana. Is this one real sweet? ¿Este es muy dulce? No? Let's cut it open and I'll let you drink some of the juice. Lo cortamos. Usted puede tomarle el jugo. No? We're talking about apples to apples. Estamos hablando de manzana con manzanas. Pero hermanos, but we are talking also about our God, who is all powerful, who is all knowing. Estamos hablando de nuestro Dios, que es todopoderoso. In the libro de James 2:19, thou believest that there is One God, thou doest well. Who else believes? The devils also believe. And what do? They tremble. Tú crees que Dios es uno, bien haces. También los demonios creen y tiemblan. You cannot compare our God to anything or to anyone. He is the only God. He robed himself in flesh, came to the earth, and his name is Jesus. No puede comparar nuestro Dios con ninguno otro, ninguna otra cosa. Él es el único Dios. Él se vistió en carne para venir a nosotros y el nombre de Él es Jesús. El libro de Hechos, Book of Acts, chapter 2. How many's ever read this? ¿Cuántos han leído esto? This was the day of Pentecost. Eso fue el día de Pentecostés. The Holy Ghost had fell on about 120 in the upper room. Unos 120 recibieron el Espíritu Santo en un aposento alto. It was noised abroad. La gente afuera oyó todo esto. So they came and they wanted to know, what is going on and what are you doing? ¿Qué está pasando ustedes? ¿Qué está haciendo? Then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive, and you shall receive, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Pedro le dijo, arrepentíos. Y bautícese cada uno de vosotros en el nombre de Jesucristo para perdón de los pecados y recibiréis el don del Espíritu Santo. Yeah. Apples to apples, manzanas a manzanas. I want to tell you that if you have not experienced what happened on the day of Pentecost, you need to get a hold of the real thing. Si no ha experimentado lo que pasó el día de Pentecostés, hoy es el día para recibirlo. Oígame bien. Listen to me well. I don't want to sound... I don't know. Or you may be listening to me well. I went to church. Fui a la iglesia. They sang. Ellos cantaron. And I felt real good. Yo sentí muy bien. Okay. But how many can say in this place today, I went to church. ¿Cuánto pueden decir en este lugar? Yo fui a la iglesia. I felt the Lord touch my heart. Yo sentí que el Señor me tocó en mi corazón. I surrendered to what I felt. Me rendí a lo que yo sentí. Wow. Something happened. Algo pasó a mí. I began to speak with another tongue. Yo empezaba a hablar con otra lengua. ¿Qué es eso? Eso suena raro. This sounds rare. No, this is algo. This is something that's happening every day, every moment of every hour of every day. Algo que está pasando en cada momento. And the Lord filled me with the same Holy Ghost that they received on the day of Pentecost. And el Señor me llenó con el mismo espíritu que él llenó la gente el día de Pentecostés. So if you want to compare something to the book of Acts in the early church, si usted quiere comparar algo que pasó en el libro de Hechos y la iglesia primitiva, primera, You need to have the same experience to be able to compare. Debe tener la misma experiencia para comparar. I know that this is simple, but it needs to be simple. Debe ser simple para entenderlo. Amen. How many have received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues? ¿Cuántos han recibido el Espíritu Santo hablando con otras lenguas? Oh. If you have not, si no lo ha hecho, don't worry. No se preocupe. Because el único, the only God, the only Savior is here today. El único Dios, el único Salvador está aquí hoy mismo. You can receive the Holy Ghost today. Puede recibir el Espíritu Santo hoy mismo. Well, we need to get the music going and we got to do a lot of stuff. And we tenemos que tocar la música y todo. No. God can fill you with His Spirit wherever you are, whenever your heart is ready to receive it. Dios le puede llenar con su Espíritu en cualquier momento. Apples to apples. Manzanas con manzanas. You don't want to get a lemon in your salvation. No quiere un limón en su salvación. The orange tastes good. La naranja tiene un buen sabor, but it's not an apple. Yeah. Pero no es una manzana. Right. Amen. I don't know you. The only person that I know in this place, no les conozco. La gente que yo conozco son sus pastores. Familia de pastor. What can you compare to what happened on the day of Pentecost? ¿Con qué puede comparar lo que pasó el día de Pentecostés? Anybody ever went to Kentucky Fried Chicken? We call it KFC now. ¿Hay alguien que han ido a KFC? Somebody feels the Spirit. Alguien siente el Espíritu. Do you know what they call their recipe? ¿Sabe lo que ellos dicen que es su receta? Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. Huh? The original, el original. The day of Pentecost is the original. El día de Pentecostés es el original. So if you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, go back to the original. Get the same recipe. Si quiere recibir el Espíritu Santo, tiene que volver a lo original y recibir el Espíritu Santo. There's a person several years ago that told me, said, well, I felt the Lord. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. Alguien me dijo, sí, el Señor me llenó con el Espíritu Santo. How do you know? ¿Cómo lo sabe? Yo canté. I sang. Apples to apples? Manzana con manzanas? What does the original say? ¿Qué dice el original? And they were all filled. He didn't say they all sang. Perdóname. No les conozco. If you have received an experience with God, I don't want to place that at a lesser value. No quiero desvaluar su experiencia con Dios. But I want you to have the original. Yo quiero que usted reciba el original. So that when you walk out of the doors, en el momento que salen de este lugar, you can say, I have the original. Yo tengo el original. Apples to apples. My God, you can't compare him to anything. If it's an apple, it's an apple. Si es una manzana, es una manzana. These are three different colors. Tres colores diferentes. We have people in here that Spanish speakers. Hay gente que habla en español. English speakers. Hablan inglés. What else? Speak Japanese, Korean, Japonés, Coreano. What else? Creole. Haiti. Okay. Anything else? Texan. The Holy Ghost is in this place. El Espíritu Santo está en este lugar. If you have a need of God today, you can receive what you need from God today. Si tiene una necesidad de Dios, tú lo puedes recibir hoy mismo. Amen. I want to be full of the power of God. Yo quiero ser lleno del poder del Espíritu. We live in a world that is so confused. Vivimos en un mundo tan confundido. We need the power of the Holy Ghost in us. Necesitamos tener, ser lleno del Espíritu Santo. I want to be a witness in this hour. Yo quiero ser un testigo en esta hora. I want to reach the lost, my people. Yo quiero alcanzar los perdidos, la gente de mi familia.
Come here. You. You. Turn around so they can see you.
I don't know. What do you think? No sé. ¿Qué piensan ustedes? Huh? Wow. You. What do you think? ¿Qué piensa usted? Are they the same? ¿Son iguales? They're both men. Los dos son hombres. He has a beard and he don't. Él tiene una barba y otro no. He has boots and he has shoes. Anden botas. Y él, zapatos de vestir. They both have a heart. Los dos tienen un corazón. They both have eyes. Los dos tienen ojos. Similar. They're similar. Right? Similar. But they're not the same. But I want to tell you something, that to God, when it comes to salvation, quiero decirles que cuando hablamos de Dios y la salvación, it doesn't matter what you look like, no importa cómo se ve, it doesn't matter where you come from, no importa su pasado, it doesn't matter the struggles that you're having, no importa sus luchas. He is ready and willing to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Él está listo, preparado para llenarle con su Espíritu Santo. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for everyone. Jesucristo murió para todos. You can't compare Jesus to anyone. No puede comparar Jesús a nadie. But we can all be the same in the sense of being filled with the Spirit. Pero todos de nosotros podemos ser similares por ser llenos del Espíritu Santo. Help me out, Brother Blackburn. What does the Scripture say about in heaven there's going to be all just one? Oh, la palabra dice que en los cielos todo el mundo, todo idioma, color, tribu, nación, all are going to be in heaven. Todos van a estar en los cielos. We're here today. Estamos aquí hoy mismo. God is wanting to do something in this place. Dios está, quiere hacer algo en este lugar. I'm going to ask you all to stand. Póngase de pie todos. This apple is really good in apple pie. Esta manzana es bueno para hacer pie de manzana. Red delicious. Esta roja deliciosa. Ah, qué bueno. Jugoso. Es otro. It's good to eat. Bueno para comer. Similar. They're similar. In reality, the taste is different. El sabor es un poco diferente. But the Scripture says, pero la Escritura dice que Jesucristo es, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesucristo es el mismo hoy, mañana y por los siglos. You can be seated. Thanks. That's the God that I want to know. Ese es el Dios que yo quiero conocer. I want the God that I don't even want to attempt to compare Him to any other. Yo quiero a Dios que yo no compare a ningún otro. I want the God that is the maximum of all things. Yo quiero a Dios que es el máximo de todo. I want the God that loved me so much that He gave His life for me. Yo quiero el Dios que dio su vida para mí en el nombre de Jesucristo. How many have a need today? ¿Cuántos tienen una necesidad? Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Yo siento el Espíritu Santo en este lugar. Hallelujah. I am going to invite everyone that will to please come closer to the front. Quiero invitar a todos que pueden acercarse más. I need Jesus. Te necesito a Dios. But you don't know what's going on in my life and the failures that I have. Pero no me conoces. No sabes lo que está pasando en mi vida y mis fracasos. It doesn't matter. No le importa a Dios. You can come just as you are. Puedes venir, pasar al frente como es. I need you, Jesus. Te necesito, Jesús. I want to lift up your name because you are the only one that's worthy. Yo quiero levantar tu nombre porque solo tú eres digno. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this moment, you can begin to reach out to the Lord. At este momento puede empezar a tocar el nuestro Dios. Hallelujah. If there is sin in your life, guess what? Si hay pecado en su vida, ¿sabe qué? He will forgive you now. Él le perdona ahorita. Okay? Lift your hands right now. Levanta sus manos. Empiece a hablar con Dios. Begin to talk to God. Talk to him like you would talk to me. Hable con él como hablando conmigo. Jesus, I need you. Jesús, te necesito. Jesus, take control of my life. Control in mi vida, Señor Jesús. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Señor, perdóname de mis pecados. Jesus, I want to walk with you. Dios, Jesús, yo quiero caminar contigo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know what's happening in my life. No sé lo que está pasando en mi vida. In this moment, maybe you're starting to feel something from God. You don't really know which way to go. No, don't worry about it. Tal vez está sintiendo algo de Dios y no sé cómo actuar en este momento. Just reach out to the Lord and lift your hands and talk with him right now. Levanta su mano y hable con Dios. I need you, Jesus. Te necesito, Señor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, those that are full of the Holy Ghost today, los que están llenos del Espíritu Santo, if you see someone that you would feel comfortable praying with, I'm going to ask you to go and begin to pray with them. Si ve alguien y usted siente cómodo a orar con esta persona, pase a esta persona y empiece a orar. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. Te necesito, Señor Jesús. If you only knew where he brought me from. Si sabía usted de dónde me trajo a este lugar. Hallelujah, hallelujah.